A reading from the book of Genesis. Judah approached Joseph and said, "I beg you, my lord, let your servant speak earnestly to my lord, and do not become angry with your servant, for you are equal to Pharaoh. My lord asked your servants, 'Have you a father or another brother?' So we said to my lord, 'We have an aged father and a young brother, the child of his old age. This one's full brother is dead. And since he is the only one by that mother who is left, his father dotes on him.' Then you told your servants, 'Bring him down to me that my eyes may look on him. Unless your youngest brother comes back to you, comes back with you, you shall not come into my presence again.' When we reported to your servant, our father, we reported to him the words of my lord. Later, our father told us to come back and buy some food for the family. So we reminded him, 'We cannot go down there. Only if our youngest brother is with us can we go, for we may not see the man if our youngest brother is not with us.' Then your servant, our father, said to us, 'As you know, my wife bore me two sons. One of them, however, disappeared, and I had to conclude that he must have been torn to pieces by wild beasts. I have not seen him since. If now you take this one away from me too, and some disaster befalls him, and you will send my white head down to the netherworld in grief.' Joseph could no longer control himself. In the presence of all his attendants, he cried out, 'Have everyone withdraw from me.' Thus no one else was about when he made himself known to his brothers. But his sobs were heard so loud that the Egyptians heard them. And so the news reached Pharaoh's palace. 'I am Joseph,' he said to his brothers. 'Is my father still in good health?' But his brothers could not give him no answer. So dumbfounded were they at him. 'Come closer to me,' he told his brothers. And when they had done so, he said, 'I am your brother Joseph, whom you once sold into Egypt. But now do not be distressed, and do not reproach yourselves for having sold me here. It was really for the sake of saving lives that God sent me here ahead of you.' The word of the Lord. Remember the marvels the Lord has done. When the Lord called down a famine on the land and ruined the crop that sustained them, he sent a man before them, Joseph, sold as a slave. Remember the marvels the Lord has done. They had weighed him down with fetters, and he was bound with chains, till his prediction came to pass, and the word of the Lord proved him true. Remember the marvels the Lord has done. The king sent and released him. The ruler of the people set him free. He made him lord of his house and ruler of all his possessions. Remember the marvels the Lord has done." My brothers and sisters, may our Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to St. Matthew. Jesus said to his apostles, "As you go, make this proclamation. The kingdom of heaven is at hand. Cure the sick, raise the dead, cleanse the lepers, drive out demons. Without cost you have received, without cost you are to give. Do not take gold or silver or copper for your belts, no sack for the journey or a second tunic, or sandals or walking stick. The laborer deserves his keep. Whatever town or village you enter, look for a worthy person in it, and stay there until you leave. As you enter a house, wish it peace. If the house is worthy, let your peace come upon it. If not, let your peace return to you. Whoever will not receive you or listen to your words, go outside that house or town and shake the dust from your feet. Amen, I say to you, it will be more tolerable for the land of Sodom and Gomorrah on the day of judgment than for that town." The Gospel of the Lord. And so today Jesus tells us about proclaiming the kingdom, and he tells us the way we do that is when we enter in someone's house to wish peace to that house. So he's calling us to be instruments of peace. And he says, our job, if you will, is to bring peace. Now, again, the only way for you and I to bring peace is if we have peace. And the only one way to have peace is to give peace. So we become this instrument. So if I'm thinking about I have to give peace to this person in front of me, then the God of peace will work through me and give peace to somebody else. And I'll get peace too. It's people who sit there and, again, make Christianity a selfish endeavor. I want peace, I want peace, I want peace, that they never get peace, because peace can never be focused on yourself. It can only be received when it is given. So we got to always be focusing on giving peace to others. If they're not worthy of it, if they don't want it, then it comes back to us. It can even bring judgment to others, but our job is to bring peace. So when we pray that prayer attributed to St. Francis, Lord, make me an instrument of your peace, it's something from the gospel, from Jesus himself, that we must live and strive to live every day of our life. May you know his love today and forever. Amen. Let's stand and